This is Bro Radio.
At 7, the US president claims negotiations between Russia and Ukraine will begin immediately as they work towards a ceasefire in the war. Donald Trump spoken on the phone with his counterpart in Moscow. He's posted on his Truth Social account while Vladimir Putin's been talking to journalists in the city of Sochi. Our Russia correspondent Ivor Bennett says it was a conversation lasting more than 2 hours.
Despite the length of the call, it seems like not much has actually changed, judging by these first remarks. It doesn't seem to have moved the dial closer towards a peace deal, or at least a ceasefire even, in Ukraine at all.
The Prime Minister says shoppers, tourists and businesses will benefit from a new deal with the EU. But a 12-year extension to European trawlers' access to UK waters has angered the Tories and Reform. Meanwhile, Sir Keir Starmer's threatened further action against Israel if it fails to lift restrictions on aid deliveries to Gaza. A joint statement with France and Canada's leaders has criticised egregious actions in the Strip. It's believed criminal records are among millions of pieces of personal data stolen in a cyber attack on the legal aid system. The Ministry of Justice says it only became aware of the scale of the breach on Friday. People who've asked for help paying for representation in court since the start of the last decade are affected. Justice Minister Sarah Sackman's given this update in the Commons.
I urge all members of the public who have applied for legal aid since 2010 to be on high alert for any suspicious activity. That includes messages and phone calls from unknown numbers.
Gary Lineker's to leave the BBC after this week. It's earlier than planned and comes after he apologised for sharing a post with anti-Semitic connotations. And the King's sent private well wishes to Joe Biden. The former US president's been diagnosed with prostate cancer. That's the latest. I'm Cam Hall.
From the Bro Radio newsroom, I'm Gareth Joy. A former Conservative MP has denied harassing her ex-wife. Katie Wallace, who used to be known as Jamie, will go on trial accused of making unwanted phone calls to Rebecca Wallace and driving past her home. The 40-year-old began gender transitioning while she was an MP for Bridgend. The case was adjourned by Cardiff magistrates. 5 businesses in Barry have been hit during a burglary spree. Cash was taken and doors were damaged early yesterday at 4 addresses in Park Crescent and another on the High Street. The owner of a wellbeing centre says she lost around £200 from a tin. Detectives are urging anyone with information to come forward. A motor cruiser has been rescued after it suffered engine trouble in the Bristol Channel. The RNLI at Penarth says the stricken vessel came close to drifting into a shipping lane 6 miles off the coast late last night. It was eventually towed back to the Cardiff Bay barge. Penarth Marina has given up the Vale's last remaining blue flag. It's understood the site's private owners decided not to apply for the prestigious status this year. The marina had been recognised by Keep Wales Tidy since 2021. Severn Down, which lost its own blue flag 2 years ago, was one of 6 Vale beaches given a seaside award. And a hotel at Culverhouse Cross is welcoming its first paying guests in over 4 years. In that time, authorities have made use of the Copthorne Hotel to house asylum seekers and homeless families from Cardiff. Now its owners say they're thrilled to be reopening to the public after undergoing refurbishment work. In sports, Wales will kick off next year's Six Nations by taking on England at Twickenham on the 7th of February. Reigning champions France come to Cardiff the following weekend. Wales will be aiming to avoid a third straight wooden spoon after losing their last 11 tournament games.
Now, here comes another hour of great music and local information
on the Vale's local radio station.
Bro Radio.
Could be it. This is Bro Radio, the Vale's local radio station, and it's your Monday night sports show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And on this glorious day in May, I still can't believe we've had all the nice weather that we've had so far. And I always think the nice weather, as I've said in previous shows, I think it makes everyone happier and it makes you want to get out and do sport, which is great for me because not only talking about sport is I can get out and be active and do a little bit of sport as well. I say little bit, using that in the biggest use of the term, little bit. Not been very active for the last few months, and hopefully that's going to change on there. But I think that the nice weather does encourage you to go outside a bit more and either watch sport or take part in sport. And even if it's not just sport, even if it's just going out for a nice little walk. But as always, if there's a sport that you think I should be talking about, or you want to get in touch with me here at Bro Radio, then all you need to do is get in touch at sport@broradio.fm. That's sport@broradio.fm. So on tonight's show, what we're going to do is we're going to talk about the sport that's still taking place around the Vale. There's also been some Six Nations news, and we're going to dip into a little bit of the national football teams. All that and more here to come at Bro. Yeah. This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. We're going to start the show with football, and there wasn't much action going on in the Vale, and I know this is not Vale or Wales related sport, but I'm just going to dip into the English Cup final. So the English FA Cup final took place on Saturday, and Crystal Palace beat Manchester City 1-0. So that was a bit of a shock result there. And I know there are a lot of English, the English football league system fans in the Vale as well, so always keep an eye out on the big games of that for the people of the Vale, just so I can bring you the news on that. But moving back to Welsh sport now, and Wales' squad announcement for the 2025 Women's European Championships will be announced on Thursday the 19th of June, and Rhian Wilkinson's selection will be confirmed at 1,085 metres above sea level, Wales's highest summit, in line with the tagline of the summer's competition, the Summit of Emotions. Wales side will be competing for their first major tournament in Group D alongside England, France and the Netherlands. Being able to announce our first ever tournament squad on Wales' summit will truly be a special occasion, said Wilkinson. The area is very close to my heart, having regularly visited with family growing up during my time in Wales. But Wales, they do have their preparations for July's Euro 2025 finals, which take place in Switzerland. But they do conclude their Nations League games against Denmark on May the 30th and Italy in the Swansea.com Stadium on June the 3rd. And both games will be live on BBC Wales television and radio. Despite hot twice holding group leader Sweden, Wilkinson's side are 4 points adrift at the bottom of the Nations League Group A4, still waiting for their first win. But in all the sort of the post-match interviews I've seen and read about that, this is Wales Nations League campaign has all been towards building towards the July Euros final, which is absolutely fantastic for the women's Wales team to be there. And the men's Wales team, so Wales head coach Craig Bellamy, they'll head to Spain next week for warm weather training, but there'll still be a number of high profile players not there because the English Premier League doesn't finish until next Sunday, so they'll be without the English based players. I always think it's great to wish I could go off and do some warm weather training with my job, and they send me to it's normally Spain or Dubai, isn't it? I always think that would be fantastic to be able to say, oh, I'm just going to do warm weather training. But sadly not, but I don't need warm weather training when it's 20 plus degrees in Barry. I'm just glad the studio I'm in is air conditioned, so it does keep me a bit cooler on there. But Wales men's team are currently second in the World Cup qualifying group, and they're in Group J after winning their opening game 3-1 against Kazakhstan and drawing 1-1 with group leaders North Macedonia. Bellamy's side face winless Liechtenstein at the Cardiff City Stadium on Friday the 6th of June before travelling to Brussels the following Monday to face top seed Belgium, who are yet to start their campaign. So there is still a little bit of football over the summer for those that football is their main sport. So that just keeps us a little bit interested. But it'll be really important, I think, for Wales to get to beat Liechtenstein because they haven't won a game in the group yet, and to have a good performance against Belgium. But I always, when I talk to my mates and things about that, I always say Wales seems to be Belgium's bogey team, especially when it comes to national finals. We've managed to do a number on them, especially. I think some of their better players are coming to the end of their international careers. So Wales have got a really good chance of qualifying out of Group J. But next up on Bro, I'm going to be bringing you the information about the Six Nations, and yes, we're going to be talking Six Nations. I know it's many. It feels like it's a long way away, but it'll be here before we know it. But there has been some new dramatic news about the Six Nations, and we're going to be bringing you the results from the cricket around the Vale. All that's come here at Pro.
This is Pro Radio.
Pro Radio. A workplace with less dirt, less mess and less germs is a workplace with more cleaning. Because More Cleaning are the trusted, reliable and professional cleaners who take pride in keeping workplaces and commercial premises clean and well-maintained. Our business is keeping your business looking neat and tidy. Find out more at more. That's morcleaning.co.uk and check out our 5-star reviews on Google. More Cleaning. Multi-award winning cleaning that doesn't cost the earth. Transform your garden this summer with Pugh's Garden Village in Wenvo. We've all you need to make your outdoor space shine. Create the perfect summer oasis with stylish garden furniture and beautiful plants. Discover the ultimate in relaxation with embossed outdoor rooms and hot spring hot tubs. And don't miss our food hall. It's full of delicious summer barbecue essentials from Farmer's Pantry Butchers. Whether you're hosting a garden party or simply enjoying the sunshine, your summer garden starts at Pugh's Garden Village. Open 7 days a week on Port Road, Wenvo.
Are you a small business owner or an entrepreneur? TL Systems are specialists in supporting sole traders and small businesses with their IT and telephone needs. We'll supply your internet, phone, office, security and web hosting, and then back it all up so your data is safe. Our rates are very affordable for you as a small business owner. We can supply everything and give you peace of mind with a maintenance contract from as little as £30 per month. TL Systems. Call us for a chat on 01446 747 702. Pop into our shop at the bottom of Halton Road, Barry, or visit tlsystems.co.uk.
From Cowbridge to Cosmeston,
the Vale's local radio station.
So bad.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Pro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And there's been recent Six Nations news, and I know we still got the Lions tour, and there are some Welsh contingents in that, albeit two of them flying the flag for Wales. And Wales do have their tours to Japan, and we've got the Autumn Internationals before the next Six Nations. But there has been a little bit of dramatic news, and for the first time ever in the Six Nations, there is going to be a Thursday night game. So they're not sure fully what, personally, what I feel about having a Thursday night game. The Friday night games I can get on board with, and Wales seem to have quite a number of them, but having the game on a Thursday, just wonder how that's going to affect the fans and the atmosphere of the stadium. And the first game up in the 2026 Six Nations is going to be France versus Ireland, but that's going to be on Thursday the 5th of February. Yeah, that is Thursday the 5th of February. And you just think that, I mean, for a lot of people, if they go into, especially the Irish going to France, that's an extra day off work. For it as well there, and even if they travel out in the morning before the game, they're still not going to potentially not get back for it on Friday. I know when Wales play away to France and they do it on the Friday afternoons, you can still sort of finish work, have an early finish on work on the Friday, you can go and watch the game, and then you're not really sort of worrying too much about having to get back to work. So I'm not sure how the Thursday is going to work. It might be a revelation. I know there was probably just as much concern when they moved to a Friday night game, and I think that quickly got adopted. I think personally for me, as long as they don't mess with the Super Saturday on the last game day of the Six Nations, then everything is still okay with me. Just Super Saturday is kind of a little note in my diary. That's my one day where I'll sit down and I'll watch all three games one after each other, and I won't really move from the spot or the seat that I've got for most of the day there. But if like me, you'd like to make a note of Wales's games, then their first game is away to England on Saturday the 7th of February. Their second game is at home to France on the Sunday the 15th of February. And then their third game is at home to Scotland on February 21st. And their fourth game, it's another Friday night, but it's a Friday night in Ireland, not in France. So Ireland are going to be hosting a Friday night game as well, and that's new, because it's normally sort of France that hold the Friday night games. But Wales do take on Ireland on Friday the 6th of March. And then on the 14th of March, the big date for the diary, that's going to be the Super Saturday, where all three teams play. And it always is really... they are dates for the diary, and I know, as I said, we've got the Lions tour, and we've got the Autumn Internationals, and we've got the tour to Japan to get to before we get to this. But I think the Six Nations is just something that everyone keeps a little lookout in their diary. It'd be interesting to see how the first Thursday night game goes. France versus Ireland. It might be a revelation, and it might change the way the Six Nations are. But who knows? I'd love to hear your thoughts on the Thursday night games and what your thoughts and feelings were when the Six Nations first turned to a Friday night game as well, because that was a dramatic change. But before that, they you know, when they used to only give you a lot of the time the games were all on the Saturday. So, I mean, it does. It's one of these tournaments that keeps developing. But that's your Six Nations dramatic news that's not long been announced. So, coming up on Bro, we've got to bring you some cricket scores from around the Vale. And we've got some news about one of your Vale football teams gaining promotion. All that and more here to come at Bro.
Give it to me. I met a boy last week trying to run that game. It sounds so sweet when he say my name. I said, boy, stop, run it back. You can talk that talk, but can you play that sax? Said a boss last night buying out the bar. Said I can ride top down in his Jaguar. I'm like, boy, stop, run that back. You can drive all night, but can you play that sax? Baby, baby, I've been waiting for no one to blow my mind. Hey, give it to me. Baby, maybe you can get it if you got that thing I like. Hey. I need a spin off with the James Brown, sir. The type of red hot lover got me freezing, cause say you can go on, yeah, like the way you live that. But if you wanna hear me sing, you better play that sax. Give it to me. Yeah, he been loving himself on the Kim and Ye. I'm like, boy, stop, run that back. Goddamn you, father, can you play that sax? Hard ass you, Mr. Know-it-all. Think you got flood down to a formula. I'm like, boy, stop, run it back. Pack a big guy, Cuba, can you play that sax? Baby, baby, I've been waiting for no one to blow my mind. Smoking all cigars, those little boys making all that noise, but you ain't gonna steal the show. No fancy cars or bass guitars, fellas in suits smoking all cigars. Just play that song I know. Take a deep breath and blow.
Get loose, get right, get a grip and rock me all night. Hold tight, lean back, play what I want for that sax. Get loose, get right, get a grip and rock me all night. Hold tight, lean back, play what I want for that sax.
I need a stand.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And before we get into the cricket scores, there's been some important news for Cardiff Airport, and they have been promoted to the third tier of Welsh Football League. The club won the South Wales Premier League title earlier this month, having dropped just 8 points in their 22 games this season. And on Wednesday, the FAW confirmed the club had secured a Tier 3 licence, which sees them promoted to the Ardell League alongside runners-up Caerphilly Athletic. The club ground shares with Barry Town United, playing their home matches at Jenner Park. And Airport achieved a double this season by winning the W. John Owen Cup with a 3-0 victory over Porthcawl Town in last Saturday's final. They were the only club in the Vale to apply for a licence, which is a prerequisite for playing in the third tier of the Ardell Leagues, which is split into the South West and the South East of Wales. A panel decided the fate of their application based on key criteria such as infrastructure, personal and administration, legal affairs and their sporting setup, including coaching and youth teams. Across Wales, there was 121 applications were received for Tier 3 licences, with 85 being successful, including 56 Ardell League teams and 24 clubs from the 4th tier. And elsewhere, St Athan missed out on promotion to the South Wales Premier League. The club finished runner-up in the Vale of Glamorgan League, finishing only a point behind champions Cardiff Airport Reserves. St Athan went on to face Pentirk Rangers in the seniors in the last Saturday's playoff at Penobonts SDBM Glass Stadium in Bridgend, but lost 4-2 despite a brace from Sean Nash. So was a little bit more football news for you there, but it's all good for the Vale teams. We're going to move into cricket now. And the Vale County Cricket Team were in action. All their teams were in action on the weekend. And the Vale's first 11 were away to Pontypridd first 11, losing by 167 runs. Vale's second 11 were at home to Pontypridd's second 11, winning the match by 3 wickets. And Vale's third 11 were away to Monkswood and Pentegg's third, losing that match by just 7 runs. And Vale's fourth were at home to Barry Wanderers. Barry Wanderers second, winning by 49 runs. And the match is next up for the Vale Cricket Club. They are on Saturday the 24th. The Vale's first 11 return to Corntown to take on Whitchurch and Heath's first 11. The Vale's second 11 are away to Bay Dragons first 11. Vale's third 11 are at home in Wick Village Green to Radder's fifth 11, and Vale's fourth 11 are away to Radder's sixth 11. And on Sunday the 25th, the Vale women's first 11 are away to Carmarthen Regional Junior Cricket Association's women's first 11. So that should bring you up to date with some of the cricket action around the Vale and the remaining sports action. So coming up next on Bro, we're going to tell you about sports that you could be thinking of getting involved in. And that's to come here at Bro.
This is Bro Radio.
Bro Radio. We're recycling more than ever today, which is great news. But with more recycling comes more bags and more caddies. So talk to Recycling Storage Solutions of Barry, as our quality wooden recycling units are just the right size to keep your recycling bags held open, caddies and boxes all snug inside, tidy and protected from the elements and pests. Our smart recycling storage benches and boxes have a waterproof lid, and we deliver them across the Vale and beyond, pre-made, not flat-packed. Visit our showroom on Woodham Road, Barry, or order now for delivery at recyclingstoragesolutions.co.uk.
Ydych chi'n rhiant ym Mro Morgannwg? Ydych chi ymwybod am wasanaethau, digwyddiadau, gweithgareddau a chefnogaeth sydd ar gael yn lleol? Yna siwradwch y gwasanaeth gwybodaeth i deuluoedd y Fro. Gallwn eich gysylltu â grwpiau cynysgol a gweithgareddau blant a phobl ifanc. Dewisiadau gofal plant a chymorth gyda costiau gofal plant a gwasanaethau cymorth i deuluoedd gan gynnwys cefnogaeth i blant sydd ag anableddau neu angenion ychwanegol. Ffoniwch y Bari 704-704 neu chwiliwch am wasanaeth gwybodaeth i deuluoedd Bro Morgannwg.
Sullivan's Greengrocer has been providing local people with their five a day for over 50 years, and we now offer next day delivery when you shop online. We've fruit and veg boxes bursting with in-season produce. You can also build your own box. Barry, Penarth, Llantwith Major, Dinas Powys, Sully, Roofs. Wherever you are across the Vale of Glamorgan, Sullivan's Greengrocer deliver direct to your door between 6 and 10am Monday through Saturday. Message us on Facebook or Instagram for 15% off your first box. box. Place your order today. Just search Sullivan's Greengrocer online.
From Sully to St Hilary,
the Vale's local radio station.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Pro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. So, have you ever thought about taking up a new sport? The Barry Athletic Tennis Club has pickleball, and this is the exciting new sport that's been taken America by storm, and it's now in Barry Island. But there is a public pickleball meeting, the tennis club. So pickleball has arrived at Barry Athletic Tennis Club, and there's been a lot of interest. The club committee is hosting a meeting on Tuesday the 20th of May at 6:30 p.m. so that's tomorrow, in the clubhouse. With all those interested in playing pickleball, at the club are invited to attend, whether you're a member or not, and there'll be details of their membership package will be available on the day, along with discussions around the court allegation, mixing pickleball times, volunteer recruiting and pickleball communication and WhatsApp groups. And then after the meeting, the plans and opportunities for the season to be shared online. So that's if you're interested in taking up pickleball. So I know a few people who have recently started talking to me about pickleball. So it is sweeping sort of the UK, and I do know it was it came from America, is where its origins are. But it's along with this. There's another sport that's very similar, and that's paddle ball. And there are a few differences between them, but these are two sort of new, exciting, dynamic and fast sports that are making their way into the UK, and they're making their way into the Vale. So if these are sports that you think you might be interested in, then go along to the Barry Tennis Club and just see what that's all about with pickleball. Also, it's going to be a busy couple of weeks for Barry Island as well, because the Barry Island 10K is on the Sunday, the 15th of June. So that's not that far away now, a little over under a month away now. And as I said, it's always a sort of a fantastic event down there. There's lots of people sort of running for charity, running for different reasons, just having a good atmosphere, and it's a good day, and it's great for supporters, and it's great for families as well. It's always a nice day, providing we get the weather. But from a spectator, we want slightly different weather to the people who were running, and the runners wouldn't mind it just a little bit cooler, I'd imagine, whereas us on the sidelines don't mind a little bit of sunshine just to top up the tans as we approach the summer. But if the 10K is not for you, then every sort of Saturday in Barry Island, they do the park run. So that's 5Ks, and it's not just for people who want to run. You know, you can jog, you can walk, and it's just about sort of the benefits of getting out and being active, and you know, making new friends in different groups. And the great thing, I did used to, and people who see me now might not see it because I don't look like it, but I did used to sort of take part in quite a lot of 5 and 10K events. I did manage to drag myself around a half marathon course once, and when I say drag, I literally mean drag myself to the finish line on that. But it's always the sense of achievement, and you know, you've got no one else. You're just sort of going against yourself there. So you've got nothing. There's nothing to prove to anyone else. You know, it's just what you want to do. And some people, it's getting a good time. Other people, it's just making it to the finish line. But when it comes to something like running, it's entirely what you want to do, and how you want to do that yourself. So there's lots more events. And if there's an event or a sport that I'm not talking about here at Bro Radio, then what you need to do is get in touch with me. You can find us on the social medias, or you can email me at sport@broradio.fm. That's sport@broradio.fm.
Jailbreak somewhere in this town. See me and the boys, we don't like it, so we're getting up and going down. Hot and low, looking right to left. If you see us coming, I think it's best you move away. Do you hear what I say? From under my breath. Tonight is gonna be a jailbreak. Gonna be a jailbreak, so don't just be around.
lies and mean business. Bust them out dead or alive. I can hear the hound dogs on my trail. All hell break loose, alarm and sirens wail. Like a game, if you lose, go to jail.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Pro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And we're closing in on the end of another sports show here at Pro Radio. And it's absolutely fantastic that we've been... the sports that we've got to talk about around the Vale. But I know there's more sports taking part than what I've been able to mention here. So if there is a sport that you think that I should be talking about, then feel free to get in touch with me on the social medias or use the email sport@proradio.fm, and I can be talking about the sport that you like, the sport that you love, and the sport that you want everybody in the Vale to be either taking a part in or knowing something about. Because that's what we're doing here in the Vale, and especially at Bro, is I want to put the spotlight on the fantastic sport and volunteers that do sports around the Vale. And with the bank holiday weekend coming up, it's plenty more time for us to get out and about and take part in sports. Or if you don't want to take part in a sport, it'll be nice just to go out for a little walk somewhere and see the fantastic sights that are available to see around the Vale of Glamorgan. I always think it's sort of fantastic place to live when you're not this is the sports show, so I need to talk a lot about sports, but there, you know, there are some other fantastic things that to be done around the Vale. But up next here at Bro, we've got Patrick with the evening show.
This is
Bro Radio.
Next time you need a room for a get-together, a board meeting, or that next big event, talk to the YMCA in Barry. As we've flexible spaces in a great location. We've rooms for small meetings, large conferences, and everything in between. YMCA Barry is great value too. We're easy to get to, we've plenty of on-site parking, we can even sort the catering. To make your event a success, book now at ymcabarry.org.uk.
You've redecorated your home and you're over the moon with the results. Just the finishing touches to go, which is why you've booked an appointment at Ambient Window Shutters in Barry. The right window shutters transform your entire living space, and Ambient Window Shutters supply and install exquisite made-to-measure shutters to suit every budget. We're your local family-run firm, and you'll find our showroom at 116B Park Crescent in Barry. Contact us today for a showroom appointment or home survey, and see what we do at ambientwindowshutters.co.uk.
If you're craving the best fish and chips in town, you'll find them at Friar Tuck Fish and Chips on Richard Street, Barry. Choose from tasty chips, crispy battered fish and battered sausages, our irresistible Irish curry, or our ever-popular lunchtime sausage share box. Friar Tuck Fish and Chips. We deliver locally via Uber. So order now at friartuckbarry.com or pop in. You'll find us on Richard Street behind the old Wilco.
For when the washing basket's piling up and when your suit jacket has had enough, the laundry rooms. For eco-friendly, non-chemical cleaning and when you want your best dress gleaming, the laundry rooms. For wash, dry, iron and fold, we'll do whatever we're told. With collection and delivery available, you'll find us very capable. The laundry rooms, Barry, for all your commercial and domestic cleaning needs. No job too big or small. To find out more, give us a call on 01446 740 730.
On your radio, online, through the Bro Radio app and on your smart speaker.